Church's devotional podcast, devoted to bringing you some spiritual truth to consider every day, Monday through Friday. Our passage for today is going to come from Hebrews 4. We're going to read 14 through 16, which says this. Since then we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our confession. For we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses, but one who in every respect has been tempted as we are, yet without sin. Let us then with confidence draw near to the throne of grace, that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in time of need. If there's one kind of sports commentator that athletes are not interested in hearing from, it's the ones who haven't played the game. It doesn't matter whether or not they've done their research or even very good at their job. Anytime they state an opinion that said athlete or fans don't agree with, they can say, yeah, but they never played the game. They don't get it. In the same way, you know whose parenting advice parents are not interested in hearing? It would be those people who have never had kids. And some of them are very opinionated about how parents should raise their children. But that opinion is going to tend to fall on deaf ears to those who have had kids. There's just something about someone having been through the process and then offering advice that makes it mean so much more, which is why this passage in Hebrews is so powerful. There are three important roles in the Old Testament that Jesus fulfills all of. There is the prophet, the priest, and the king. King is very obvious. They ruled God's people in the Old Testament. The prophets spoke on behalf of God to the people, and the priests represented the people back to God. Jesus fulfills all three, as we have said, but in this passage, we are talking about Jesus as a great high priest. He represents people to God. And what we are told here in Hebrews is that we do not have a high priest that can't understand where we're coming from. We are told here in Scripture that he is tempted in every way, as we are, yet did not sin. He went through it and came out on the other side sinless. So he understands the temptation, and he understands the way through. Have you ever been dealing with something in your Christian walk and talked to someone, and they may have given you good advice, but you kind of just felt like they didn't understand? They couldn't possibly appreciate where you are coming from. Well, the one who can always appreciate where you are coming from is your Savior and your Lord, your great high priest, Jesus, who is right now at the right hand of the Father, interceding on your behalf. So what's our response to that? Well, our first response is that we can trust him. We can trust him with our problems, with our questions, with our doubts, with our fears, with our angers and our resentments. We can lay them at his feet because he understands. And what he offers us in these moments is mercy and grace. We are told to draw near with confidence to the throne of grace that we may find mercy, meaning God will deal with us mercifully, not giving us what we do deserve because of our sinfulness and our shortcomings, and grace, giving us what we could never deserve on our own, but we need to follow after him. We are saved by grace, and we live this Christian life by grace. And we're not told to come, you know, hoping maybe that we might find grace. Don't catch God on a bad day because he might be upset with you. We are told to come with confidence. Elsewhere, we are told to boldly approach the throne. And we can do this because we are sons and daughters of the King. And he has invited us to lay our cares at his feet because he cares for us. The God of heaven sees, the God of heaven understands, and the God of heaven offers mercy and grace to whatever situation you may find yourself in today. So draw near to him with confidence. God, we thank you for this beautiful truth, that even though, as Jesus, you walked on this earth sinlessly, but you faced temptations like we have faced, and you tell us that you can understand where we're coming from, and that we should come to you. So Lord, help us to take advantage of that. Help us to trust you and to take you at your word, that we may find the mercy and grace that we need to get through, maybe just to get through the moment, the hour, the day, the month, the year. You are a gracious and loving God, and we thank you and praise you for it. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, thank you for tuning into another edition of Let's Talk. Church family, you are loved. Have a blessed day.